Hey, how about that? We're getting a little bit closer to the weekend.
Yay, it's Little Friday.
It is. A little bit of a Friday Eve. Can you feel it coming on?
Yes.
Yeah. It is also Throwback Thursday. We'll get to our throwback song here in just a second. It's going to be another little bit of a warm one, above a normal high of 95. 98 is our predicted high today. And then we'll be 99 tomorrow, 100 on Saturday. Oh, I just looked at the pattern. I just saw that. 98, 99, 100, and then 101 on Sunday.
Wow.
Then back down to 97 for Monday and Tuesday of next week. So we will just kind of do a little bit of a roller coaster thing for the weekend. About a 20% chance of some showers towards the afternoon here today. But again, with that high of 98 degrees.
Right now, 81. Cloudy downtown.
Stay on Z104.
All right. Among other things going on today, which we will touch on here in just a bit as well, it is Pioneer Day coming up on Saturday.
Okay.
July 24th, a state holiday. So anything to go along with the Pioneers.
Okay.
I know that's a little bit of a stretch. And let me tell you what I'm talking about. We're talking about STD. I'm kind of getting ahead of myself. People are going, well, what do you mean? Yeah, we're talking about. We do STDs. We spread the love in a way that you don't need to go and see the doctor over. It is called Stump the DJs, STDs. And we'll go along with this little theme of Pioneers because of this weekend. And then we'll play a song that's not country. You listen to it for just a little bit. See if you can't guess it. Play along with us at home. And to see if you can't. Now let's tune up our bells.
I'm running a little behind here.
Okay, pretty close. And we'll just have you ring or dinger the thing in, and nobody wins. I mean, as far as a prize.
Dang it. But I want a prize.
This whole time, you wanted a prize. You thought you were getting a prize.
I know. I've been waiting for my prize.
Okay, here we go.
Hey!
Wow.
Does that help?
No.
You recognize it, or you, or seriously,
yeah.
You do?
Walk it out. Walk it out.
By
Unk.
Unk. Good for you.
Because the Pioneers walked it out.
Yes, they did.
I get it. Okay.
Anything to go along with the Pioneers.
Yo, Brother Johnson, walk it out.
Well, come on, walk it out. Covered wagon, 42. Walk it out. Walk it out. Pick it up. Get up. Keep up with Brigham. Walk it out. Walk it out. This is the place. Where no water ever rolls through the valley, it will rain a little bit, like 3 drops every afternoon. Walk it out, walk it out. Yeah, that's it.
Okay, I get it. I'm with you now. The country voting on the mobile app or the desktop at z104country.com. That starts at 5 a.m. every Thursday. And we play back what y'all vote in twice an hour between 6 a.m. and midnight. 4 times in the noon hour, and this time around, the three songs that were up for grabs were Alabama's Born Country. Oh, no. It just changed.
We always talk too long.
It was just fine for a minute.
I was playing Walk It Out too long.
Now walk it out. Now walk it out. Now walk it out. West side walk it out.
West side
walk it out.
All right, I'm ready.
All right, well.
Because the others dropped out because the winner dropped in, and then one of the others came back to the top by 14 votes. Chris LeDoux's This Cowboy's Hat was slotted to play.
Okay.
But this song got about 14 more votes.
Na 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 na. I recognize the song. Na 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 na.
Oh.
Oh, man.
Lee.
Is it Kenny Chesney?
Yes.
Dave.
I'm trying to think of which one it is.
The sense of eternity.
It feels like forever.
How forever feels.
Yes.
Oh, freak. All right, you win.
Should we start it over?
Yeah, we might as well get the intro in.
All right, we'll give you the whole song.
That's how Throwback Thursday works. But then let me talk all the way up through the post until it starts to sing. You're listening to Utah's number one country station, Z104. Kenny Chesney on Throwback Thursday.
Big orange ball.
KC on the Z, and that's the song that dropped in. Man, it's hard to think that Kenny Chesney is a throwback, you know? I don't know why that seems weird to me.
What year was that? You know? Might have been 2004. Let's see. 1998.
Wow.
It was in the 90s.
Isn't that crazy?
90s country.
How Forever Feels, Kenny Chesney. That's the song that got the most votes. It dropped right into our computer system. Of course, it kind of did. It did, but then it didn't. But then it did, and we had to flip it and put it in. But sometimes the voting changes at the last minute, and there's no sense in letting Chris Ledoux win by 14 votes if for some reason that wasn't the case.
Right.
Kenny Chesney pulled ahead at the last minute down the stretch, and we put in the one that got the most votes. Deb keeps track of all of that stuff over there on her computer, and it's kind of fun to play along and do that. And we do that twice an hour all the way up until midnight for Throwback Thursday. Hey, it's hammock day. Not banana hammock day.
Oh, good.
Just hammock.
Because one of them's larger than the other.
Yeah, the banana hammock is.
No, it's not.
The banana hammock is way larger than the
regular hammock. I finally bought me a hammock this year, and did I you? Love it.
Did you buy one of those that looks like a cocoon, or is it held out wide by sticks?
It has a hammock stand.
Okay, so it's got the wide, so it's sort of already like it's like a twin bed. You know what I'm saying? It's like that a little bit wider that you can get in and out of easier, is what I'm saying.
Well, it just has a hammock that hangs on each end on the stand.
Oh, it doesn't, so it doesn't have a little, it doesn't have the little 3-foot stick that spreads the hammock out on both ends.
No.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
So have you been able to get in and out of it?
It's rough sometimes, yeah.
Has anybody filmed you?
No.
Trying to get in and out of the hammock?
No, because, and I always hope nobody's looking, because I changed the tension on it a little bit because I had it so low that it was like my butt was dragging on the ground.
Yeah.
But no, I love it. It's so comfy.
Oh, that is cool. Relaxing, and you just snuggle on up into that. So, hammock day today, mango day. I like me a mango. I'm not like a lover of mangoes.
That's how I am.
You know?
Yeah.
But mango flavored stuff, like mango juices and things
salsa.
Like that. Yeah, stuff like that.
It's national.
Yeah, mango salsa. That's
my mom always said it, Pinoche. I think it's Pinucci. Pinoche fudge day. It's
I always thought it was Pinoche.
My mom always called it Pinoche. Or Pinoche. My grandma made it. It was so good. It's like it's like brown sugar maple fudge, kind of.
Oh, that sounds good.
Oh, it's delicious.
But really, it's pronounced Pinocchi or whatever?
I think it's Pinucci because it's Italian, but we just call it Pinoche at my house.
Well, that's the way us Americans do that. If there's a real Italian out there, you can call in and let us know the correct pronunciation of it. So, you know. We can get it all figured out. And, of course, you know, after a year delay on the Tokyo Olympics, they're finally underway. I hope organizers use that little extra year to make competitive couch-sitting Olympic sport. That's because, well, aren't we all good at that?
Oh, I am.
You know? Competitive couch-sitting. We'll be able to sit back and watch. Now, they say it's underway. The Olympics are underway, but really the official ceremony thing isn't until tomorrow night, right?
Yeah, tomorrow night.
Now, I saw that it was like 7:30 p.m. Eastern time. That would put it at 5:30 here for the start of the Olympic ceremonies, opening ceremonies tomorrow night. And they say that they're watching all of the positive, you know, the testing, the COVID testing going on, too. Is it Shannon Eaker, or what was her name? Shannon, the gymnast that's already tested positive, that's out, the alternate gymnast.
Kara.
For the women. Kara Eaker. Anyway, let's take a look at it. We're all three here, and we don't have to worry about competing in the Olympics.
Nope.
That's why we're in radio. Because we just kind of sit around and push buttons and talk. However, if we ever did hurt our fingers or our mouth or jaw, then we're in big trouble. Or our throat. Lee, how are we looking?
We're actually looking pretty good. We are seeing a little bit of slowing if you're heading out of Weber County. Southbound are seeing it slow from Ogden to Roy. And we've got a crash eastbound 4th South at State Street, blocking the right lane. We're seeing heavy traffic back through West Temple. In Utah County, I-15 is moving well. I-15 through the valley has been looking good so far. And the west to east side belts, northbound Bangor, as well as northbound Mountain View Corridor, all in good shape so far this morning. With your traffic update, I'm Lee West.
Hey, awesome. Thank you much.
You're welcome.
And we are looking at another day where we just kind of count on those little afternoon thunder showers popping up. I actually got some rain at the house yesterday.
I didn't get any.
Yeah, kind of refreshing.
It looked like it was kind of black, but I went for a bike ride and I was fine. It was beautiful.
Just enough to wet things down a little bit and then it just stopped. So the same type of deal today, partly cloudy, and then we're looking at that 40% chance of afternoon showers with a high today of 98 degrees.
81, cloudy downtown.
Yeah, CJ. Another CJ on the radio here, Chris Jansen, and feeling the good vibes. Hey, we're still feeling the good vibes of you calling in and trying to win Country Fan Fest tickets. We've got the good vibes happening here. Actually, it's less than a week away now. It starts next Wednesday for Country Fan Fest. And there is definitely some good vibes out there at Country Fan Fest. If you've never been out there, it's a great event. Hal Hudson and Bracken and Mike and Bree, and I'm probably forgetting somebody, but all of those guys do such a great job with the festival. Looking forward to it this year. Old Dominion headlining on Friday. Neil McCoy will be the Thursday night headliner, and Brantley Gilbert the headliner for Saturday night. But it's a four-day festival. It kicks off with Tim Montana next Wednesday. Goes Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and all kinds of fun stuff planned. There's even, you know, they have that little pool out there that you can, take a dip in at the Deseret Peak Complex.
You can, do people do that? Do they fill up their own pools in the campsites?
I think they do. Now, I'm trying to remember if I've been out to the campsite and see that or if they'll let you do that. But let me just tell you that Z104, of course, will be set up on site for all 4 days, and we will have our cooling station, which will be kind of fun. It's our sort of our relaxing cooling lounge underneath a covered tent, and you'll be able to come in and just chill and just grab a little bit of, you know, a little bit of swag from Z104. We'll have koozies out there. We'll have the fans. The redneck air conditioning is what I like to call them, but the fans on a stick that you can get cooled
fans
off
with. Fans on a stick.
Fans on a stick. Step right up, folks. And we'd just love to say hi to you, so come on out. But those chances are coming up here another three times today and another three times tomorrow, 7:40, 11:40, and 3:40 each day, where you have a chance to win two wristbands for all 4 days of Country Fan Fest right here on the Z. We all kind of love snacking in one way or another. Maybe it's a health food snack. Maybe it's something that's not quite as healthy. Here are some of the snacks, even, you know, this is perfect for throwback. 10 snacks from the 90s that you can still buy on Amazon. Had no idea that you could still buy Dunkaroos. Now, they disappeared in 2012. Now they're back. I'm trying to think of what Dunkaroos are.
They're little cookies meant to be dunked into the frosting in the packet.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Ring Pops. Now,
oh, yeah. Now, that's what the kids always want. You want a treat? Yeah, I want a ring pop. They'd always get the ring pops.
You can get 20 of them for $7 off of Amazon. And I thought about the only time I've seen ring pops now, not so much with the kids, and maybe it's just because I'm not around it as much, but it seems like you buy it more for a novelty reason now. You know, like an
engagement?
Bridal shit. Yeah, or something, some kind of a novelty type of thing.
Now, I didn't know Airheads even went away. Earlier this month, the company that makes Airheads tried to remind people they still exist by offering up a chicken sandwich with a bun made of Airheads for National Fried Chicken Day.
Oh, my gosh. Is that the one that has the little jokes on it? Oh, that's Laffy Taffy.
That's Laffy Taffy.
Little Hug Fruit Barrels. Do you even know what these are? Little Hug Fruit Barrels. Those little grenade-shaped juices that were 100% sugar.
I don't remember those. I remember the Big League Chew, though.
Yeah.
Because we always thought, oh, yeah, put a instead of chewing it, you chew it up a little bit and then you stick it in your cheek.
Uh-huh.
Shredded bubble gum that looks like chewing tobacco.
We always felt like we were big-time ball players.
Bad A.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Slow-pitch softball and a mouthful of big league chew.
You're spitting out all that sugar.
Oh, yeah.
Pop Rocks. Your friend said eating them with soda would make your stomach explode. It wasn't really true, but...
Warheads. These were so... I don't like sour stuff, and so I wasn't a big fan of the Warheads, but candies that were so sour, they'd peel a layer of your tongue off.
Now, this was always a fun one. This was one that we had fun with. Pixie Sticks. That little powdered candy that came in the straw, and you would peel off the one end, and then you would kind of sort of tip it up and just let the powdered sugar, basically is what it is, powdered candy, go right into your mouth. And then, but you need to be careful because the end of it gets soggy.
Yeah, if you get the end wet, your candy just, it forms a clog.
It does.
And then you have to peel off
another level.
Yes.
To get to your candy.
Gushers, technically they're fruit gushers, but most people just said gushers. I did like those.
And then Fun Dip. Those are those little packets that had the stick on one side and the little packet of stuff on the other that you could dip, you know, into your little sugar flavored.
A stick made of sugar that you dip into more sugar.
Right.
Yeah. It's very refreshing.
So it's no wonder diabetes is rampant throughout the world because we have all kinds of little sugary treats. But 10 snacks from the 90s that you can still buy on Amazon. A perfect little reminder for all of us that you can have your kids bouncing off the walls in no time as we enjoy Throwback Thursday today.
Another fat song from the 90s. Throwback Thursday on Z104.
All right, it's time for the throwback song. And before we get into that, we do the little STD thing, Stump the DJs. Chance for you to have a little bit of fun with the song that's not country. Try to guess it, play along. And you win nothing.
Except the satisfaction of guessing the song.
Yeah, I mean...
Right?
Yeah. It's... And now this one should be pretty easy for you to guess. I mean, this one is just going to... You're going to have to be a little bit of fast on the ringer dingers.
All right. Yep.
Our theme goes along with Pioneer Day coming up.
Wagon.
Coming up on Saturday, July 24th, a state holiday for Utah, Pioneer Day. So anything that deals with the pioneers. Now, I don't think they had too many buses back then, but.
The wheels on the wagon.
Did you know who it is?
No.
It's the Cedarmont Kids. The Cedarmont Kids.
Oh, yeah, the Cedarmont Kids in Wagon 13.
Remember that one?
Yeah.
That was a huge album.
Yeah, absolutely.
The Cedarmont Kids. Did you guys just make up crap when you on this?
I'm not really sure I sang this a lot.
Yeah, I don't think I sang it a lot.
Yeah.
There's one more verse here, I think.
Well, of course there is.
Well, I guess there's not. That's it. They go through the moms. They go through the wheels. They go through the horn. Everything. All right. Good job.
Okay. So the country voting on the mobile app or the desktop. Mark Chestnut, Old Flames Have New Names came in third. Alan Jackson, Don't Rock the Jukebox came in second. And Reliving Last Week.
Duh.
It's Garth.
And
she rang it before it even played.
Well, she said who
I know,
we're relieving
I know.
It.
I know.
But can it's Colin Baton Rouge.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can we split it?
Not today.
Nope,
Dave.
It's Colin Baton Rouge. Okay. I spent last night in the Garth Brooks. That was the, my son went to the show and he said, my gosh, that was the one song that he was waiting for.
Colin Baton Rouge.
Colin Baton Rouge. And it's kind of fun how everybody sort of had their own little favorites. Like Friday night at the dive bar thing and the Westerner, they were like, I want to, you know. And look, man, he has so many songs, it's hard to get to them all.
I saw people saying he should have sung Shameless at the stadium show.
That's another one.
And Papa Loved Mama.
Oh, okay. So, which,
did he do those at the dive bar show? I can't remember.
I can't remember either.
But they're all so good, and he has so many songs, like you said.
And so much fun. And look, even Garth on Studio G on Monday night, this last Monday night, it was just amazing. He had a lot of love to show to Salt Lake City and reiterated once again, we'll be back before the end of the before this tour ends in the summer of 2022. So that'll be fun to look forward to. It's time now for our Pledge of Allegiance. We get to that at Monday through Friday at 6:35. And let's go to the phones and grab somebody. And who is this?
This is Jim. I was hoping I could do the pledge.
Absolutely. Oh, Jim, we would love that.
We were hoping you would.
Ah, that's great.
Cool. Where are you calling from, man?
West Valley.
All right, cool. You doing the work thing? You just hanging?
Oh, I'm doing the water in the yard thing this morning.
Oh,
there you go.
With the secret hose. You pulled out your secret hose and you're out there watering before the sun, before it gets light, so nobody sees that you're watering your yard.
Exactly. I don't see my secret hose.
Except it's with a different hose. All right, brother. We appreciate you calling in, Jim. It's all yours. Let's do this pledge.
All righty. Thank you. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we've watched, were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the
Star Spangled Banner, our national anthem, Ricochet on that one right there, with Jim calling in, helping us out with the Pledge of Allegiance right before that. Thanks so much for calling in, and we really appreciate everybody's involvement with that each morning. And if you don't have a chance to call in, always remember that you can go to our Z104 app, and there's a little section on there, a little tab that you can click on. It says open mic. You just go in there and record it, give us your name, and we'll play it back on the air as well. Dolly Parton dressed up as a Playboy bunny for her husband, Carl. It was Carl's birthday. Now, he's 79, so Dolly needs to really be careful how you dress up, and because you could put that boy over the edge. What are some of the items that you have... Now, have you ever gone to the store and you felt embarrassed to buy any kind of an item?
I mean, feminine products are always kind of, or hemorrhoid cream.
Now, is it always... And
I'm not saying I bought those, by the way, hypothetically speaking.
No. No, I think that pretty much just came out. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that just came out. But I'm wondering, did it bother you as a mom or was a teenager or, when you bought the feminine product? And was it worse if you got a male checkout stand guy, checker guy, versus a female checker person?
I mean, now I really don't care.
Well, people would look at you now and go, well, what do you need these for?
Right. But, I mean, yeah, as a teenager, like buying tampons maybe.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, have you ever bought protection prophylactics?
Yeah, a few times.
Yeah.
A few times.
Funny that you would kind of come out and admit that, because somebody said they saw you a week ago buying some of those, and I thought, well, that's
weird. You gotta be ready, Dave.
Yeah, you do.
You gotta be ready.
go Trojans.
Yeah.
And anyway, survey found that 75% of people admitted to trying to hide embarrassing items among a kind of a larger purchase.
Now, have you ever had them in your cart and turned it upside down?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Hypothetically speaking, hemorrhoid cream.
Yeah.
You turn it upside down, yep. So nobody can see the box.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah.
It's, yeah.
And even if you're buying it for somebody else, for some reason you're like, yeah. Well, I just...
This isn't for me.
It's kind of like when my wife or something will come and place a bra in the cart, and then she'll walk off, and I'm like, well,
have you ever done that to a friend?
We can just put that down there.
Put condoms or hemorrhoid cream or something in their cart. No. And they're like, and they get up to check stand, this isn't mine. What the? They're like, this really isn't mine. I don't want it.
Uh-huh.
And the checker's like, oh, here, people play
another funny joke.
Grocery store games.
And so they end up with a side stack of protective things and creams,
yeah,
next to their cash register, yeah, because so many people are playing.
Right. 89% anyway. Of us would rather buy those things online, that we say, even if it's more expensive.
Yeah. And you can buy so much more online. Well, I mean, obviously it didn't used to be that way, so you had to just go to the store
in
and
person.
Buy it. Yeah. Now, the survey asked what items were they were shy about buying. It was most likely stuff that was obviously too personal or might make them seem unclean or unhealthy.
Condoms were number one, followed by emergency contraceptives.
Bed bug spray.
I've never bought that.
I haven't either. I didn't even
maybe
know it existed, actually.
If you're going to
actually.
A hotel, you'd want to... I didn't know you could... Yeah, I didn't know you could buy that. Maybe if you're going to a hotel, people buy that.
Wow, that is weird.
Head lice treatment.
Oh, yeah, that would be
What's
another
it called?
One.
Is it Nyx? Is that what it's called?
I can't... All I know is that you would... I mean, if... And what about if they hand you cash and they just bought head lice?
Oh, yeah.
And they're handing you a $20 bill and you're like... Before Rona, I'm talking about before Rona. Everything's different after Rona. And then here's one that we already talked about, hemorrhoid cream.
Diarrhea relief.
What's that stuff? What is that stuff called, the diarrhea?
Imodium?
Imodium, yeah.
Imodium, yeah.
That you go and you buy. Pregnancy tests. Here's another one.
Okay. Adult diapers for incontinence. She's doing the tenna twist.
You know what would be kind of funny? Just to video. Sorry, that is funny. I should have laughed at your
thing. Oh, you're fine. No, it wasn't that.
No, it was kind of funny.
That good.
But I, you know, it'd be really funny to just film now, you know, if somebody didn't see, is if you had some like 80-year-old grandma, white-haired grandma go up and with a pregnancy test.
Or condoms.
Or condoms. Both.
Yeah.
Both. That would actually even be funnier. And just catch the reaction
Wally's
of the checker.
Getting his game on tonight.
and just have her look at the pregnancy test, him or her, and then just go, huh, didn't even know that could even happen. All right. So you, and then, yes, you're doing the tenna twist, the adult diapers. And look, if you even get into that section, like, if you're standing in the aisle and there's something else next to the adult diapers that you're looking at, maybe you're, I'm trying to come up with an example, but you're, you know how sometimes you'll be in
I'm
that
really
same
just
aisle.
Here for the Kleenex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you're sort of like, well, I don't want to stand too close to that little section because people are going to be looking at me thinking, You know, and not that there's anything wrong with that, you know, because I'm not trying
no,
to.
No, it happens.
Piddle happens.
We've all sometimes wished we had adult diapers.
Yeah.
Period products.
Okay.
And cold sore treatment.
It's weird that they would call it period products, not feminine hygiene.
Now, it's not just the cashier that we're worried about. Also, the other shoppers.
72% of the people worry about what other shoppers will judge them like, judging them on their purchases.
And it's warranted because 67% of us admit we are judgmental of other shoppers from time to time.
Oh my gosh. Almost. Have you ever run into somebody like a friend or somebody in the neighborhood or whatever. I mean, it could be in your church group or whatever, and they walk up and they look at your cart.
My mom.
Oh my gosh.
Ran into Carol Dean Taylor at Bowman's one time in Kaysville, and she had beer in the cart. And Carol Dean was just absolutely, she's like, these are for the snails and grubs in my garden.
Yep. My mother-in-law did the same thing.
My mom's like, okay, all right.
My mother-in-law did the exact same thing. she bought a bunch of beer, and actually, that's how we had our kids taste it. They opened up grandma's fridge, and they looked at it, and they're like, did you know grandma has beer? Grandma has beer in there.
It's for the snails.
And she's like, it's just for the snails. And you pour it, I guess you pour it into a cup or an open container and they crawl in and they get drunk.
Yep. Oh, they drown.
Do they get drunk first, though? I would imagine.
I mean, what a way to go. You might as well. If you're going to die, you might as well get drunk first.
Die in a pool of beer.
Right? Yeah.
And anyway, so that's when, and I don't know why we did this, but this is when we, I think they were saying, well, what? I think one of the kids said, well, can we taste it? And I thought, all right, this might be a good little learning experience here. So we let each one of them taste it, and every single one of them were like, ugh. I've never been able to acquire a taste for beer anyway, to each their own. And you know, from what I understand, it is, you know, I mean, I think most beer drinkers can admit that it is an acquired taste. But I don't know if the kids remember that to this day or not, but they did get a little bit of a taste where they can go, huh.
Nasty.
Maybe that's not so much.
Taylor Rippey says, in high school, I worked bagging groceries. A customer came in and bought condoms and pregnancy tests at the same time.
Just in case one doesn't work, let's try the other one.
Walmart puts pregnancy tests in its cabinets that are locked, so the cashier has to open it before you can purchase. Can't hide that very well in the cart. Kristen Peterson, I had to make an early morning stop for period products when I was younger. Not another person in the store except the stalker boy that was blocking the exact spot that I needed.
Oh my gosh.
Younger me just about died.
Oh my gosh. That is horrible. And going back to the judgmental part of it, how many of us, like you say, are guilty of looking at somebody else's cart? And this is what happens, like if I'm at Costco and somebody from the gym that I know from the gym will actually come up and they'll look in your cart and they'll be all judgment. They're like,
You have the palette of ice cream.
Yeah.
And Utz pretzel snacks, right. The barrel of
and
it.
And some deep fried chicken nuggets or something. I mean, whatever. And they're like,
these are for the kids.
Or they'll say the other thing, like, well, looks like you're trying to be kind of healthy. You know, if you've got blueberries and whatever else. And it's so funny how we all do that. We'll all go up to somebody, we'll look at them, and then we'll look in their cart and see and kind of go all judgmental on them. Like, well, I thought she was supposed to be a fitness expert. And look at that. She's got ice cream sandwiches in there, you know.
Years ago, I worked at Walmart customer service. My neighbor and his wife came in and returned a bunch of thongs. It was busy that night. They even waited so I could be the one to help them.
Not flip-flops.
Awkward, no. Thong underwear.
Because you know it is Throwback Thursday. I didn't know how far you were going back. Because flip-flops were referred to as thongs.
Back in the day, I had a young women's leader, while we were with her at the store, ask us to go pick up her birth control at the pharmacy. We were so embarrassed and grossed out. I mean, why would you tell
That's
him that?
Weird.
Why don't you just say, go pick up my prescription? Don't tell your...
what you're getting. It could be in a sack.
Don't tell your little beehives what they're picking up.
Yeah. Now, and then, don't we all become judgmental, too? If a teenager, especially, maybe I should even add, maybe especially here in Utah as well, that if a teenager goes and gets, say, for instance, they're 16 years old and they're on birth control, sometimes they are prescribed birth control for other reasons.
For skin. Or to control their cycle for other health reasons.
Yes.
Hey, how about enemas? Have you ever bought an enema?
Yes, I have, actually. Ha! I have, and I
the cashier's
gosh.
No wonder they're cranky.
Yeah. They're a little backed up. And you know what else? I guess it falls under feminine products, but douches, I guess, would be in there as well.
Yes.
You always look for the...
Summer's Eve.
Makes me feel fine. squirting through. Anyway, let's go with it. Let's go watch our traffic.
Oh my God.
Let's check out our morning commute. I'm sorry.
There's way too much information.
Way.
You know what I got to think? Hey, you could water your plants with those. Could you take one out and just water your plants with one of those?
I don't think your plants might like what's in it.
Or you just water your plants with plant waterers.
Oh, I guess you could do that.
Yeah, you can do that. Yeah. Yeah.
I just thought maybe it'd be good to just shove that sucker right into the soil and then it gets the roots.
Yeah, you could do that. Sure.
All right. Weather is brought to you by a French shower.
Dave.
I didn't know. I had to ask Deb this. I says, what does that word mean? And I don't know, for some reason, I don't even like saying it on the air. But and she goes, well, it means a French shower.
No, it means shower in French.
How do you say, how would you say the word, the D word in French?
Douche.
Oh, you would?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's how you say it.
I didn't know if it was like douche or some kind of a weird thing.
Douche is the verb, D-O-U-C-H-E-R.
Yeah. Douche. It's kind of like what you, that's what you say when somebody gets you back.
Douche!
Touché! partly cloudy, 40.
Sword fighting.
That's right. Touché to you! 40% afternoon showers today. We're looking at 98.
81, cloudy downtown.
We are back and talking to Carly Pierce about the pressures of perfection.
Yes, it's great to have people fix your hair and take professional photos of you and give you clothes, and you live this kind of like fantasy world. But at the end of the day, like, I'm just like everybody else. And I think that social media has caused all of us to like, we're like chasing this idea of perfection, and we're never going to get it. None of us are.
Girl.
You know that we're not the only one out there of a radio station that's playing that song that says that last thing at the very end. It's just too tempting. Carly Pierce on the Z. Now it's her latest called Next Girl. So the Olympics coming up here. The opening ceremonies tomorrow at 5:30 our time. It'll be kind of fun to see the opening ceremonies and nobody in the crowd. Because I don't think they're going to be having anybody, right?
They said there's going to be about 1,000, like Jill Biden gets to go. There's going to be 1,000 people there, a few dignitaries, a few people that have to be there.
Right.
But not very many.
But no. So what are some of the Olympic events that you look forward to?
I like the beach volleyball. I like the,
the men's beach volleyball.
Either one. I love beach volleyball.
I do too. I think we kid about the men like in the women's beach volleyball, but in all honesty, it's really cool to see the athleticism. Have you ever even just tried running in the sand?
Yeah. I mean, that's a weight loss program
right
there.
That is right there.
What volleyball team was it? Was it Norway? That got penalized because they wouldn't wear those, yeah, it was Norway. Norwegian women's beach. Fined for not playing in bikinis. While male players are allowed to play in tank tops and shorts, women are required to wear bikini bottoms with a close fit and a cut on an upward angle. And the Norwegian team said, we're not doing that. And so they were fined. Yes. I thought it was beach volleyball, but it was handball.
Handball's done indoors, isn't it?
No, it's outside. It says, it is not appropriate clothing for the activity when they are playing in the sand. The women's team trains and competes in what they want, like the boys at home in Norway, but is subject to the International Handball Federation's clothing rules when playing abroad.
All right, I'm getting this all mixed up. Excuse me then. I thought handball was kind of like racquetball without
That's
a racket.
That's what I thought too, but it says it's the handball team.
Oh my gosh.
Women's beach handball.
I'll be dang.
Is it the same as volleyball?
I don't know. I didn't think so. Anyway. Yeah, that's always fun. Now, the gymnastics, you have to say the gymnastics are, I mean, both the men's and ladies and gymnastics.
I know I'm not, that's probably the most, that's not my favorite. And
really?
I know people love gymnastics and I like it.
Oh my gosh.
But it's not my favorite. My favorite is probably the beach volleyball or the diving.
Yeah. What about archery? I think that's an event.
I mean, yeah. Archery. I mean, okay. I didn't know it was an event, but I'm sure it's fabulous.
All right. Well, we're going to be talking about within 10 minutes here the Olympic events that we're most and least likely to watch with the 2021 that got moved. I mean, 2020 Olympics that got moved to 2021 for the Summer Olympics starting officially with the opening ceremonies tomorrow. This is what we do before we get into our throwback song. We do our little STD. It's Stump the DJs, a chance for you to listen to a song that's not country. And our theme today goes along with Pioneer Day coming up on Saturday here in Utah, our state holiday, commemorating the pioneers coming through in 1847. Am I saying this right? Yeah. For some reason, this. And anyway, so anything to go along with the pioneer theme, try to guess the song. And use your ringer dingers here.
Duh.
I was wondering how long it would take you.
Duh.
And you can hear, you could hear Brigham probably saying this to everybody with their hand carts.
The wives.
Come on.
Push it. Push. It's the women's push. Women's pull.
Push it. Yeah, women push.
Some push and some pull.
Yeah, sing that
some
song.
Some must push and some must pull.
But how did the rest of it go?
I can't remember.
Some
that
must
song.
Push and some must pull, and we must go to the merry hole.
Oh, no, actually, I'm pretty sure that's not what
actually,
it is.
Actually, that's a different
one. Pretty sure that's not what
sorry,
it is,
that's
Dave.
A different one. Sorry, that's a different one. Hey, you got to guess the artist.
It's Salt and Pepper.
Okay.
Oh.
She's not going to share you.
Of course she's not.
But you didn't share with me either, so. Sounds like we're kind of ruthless this morning.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I'm always in it to win it.
All right.
Country voting. Montgomery Gentry's Gone.
Okay.
Came in third. Doug Stone, Why Didn't I Think of That? Came in second. But this song overtook it. And this is the response when people said, asked Brigham Young, how many days are we going to be walking on the trail? Lee?
I'll share it with Dave if he has an idea.
You know what it is?
But I have an idea.
Okay.
I don't.
Come on, Dave. You know what she's talking about. If I say Clay Walker.
I still don't have it. You're going to have to do it. I still don't have it.
Really?
That probably isn't true because he wouldn't make them walk on the Sabbath.
On the Sabbath.
But,
Days
you have
that
to, you have
days.
To go to the bathroom okay. on these many days.
Okay, yeah, right. Okay, I got you.
You
now.
Got it?
Yeah, I do now.
How many days this week are we going to be tinkling on the trail?
Every day.
Yeah.
Every day of the week.
Only
the days
on
the end, I know, the end of why?
Only, yes. Okay, that's it.
David, that for sure you'd get this one.
Tinkling on the trail.
That's it.
When you left, I told myself.
Clay Walker, and only on days that end in Y. Song that you voted in for Throwback Thursday got the most votes, dropped right into our system here, and it's all automatic. So you kind of control the radio station twice an hour all the way up until midnight tonight. For TBT.
Who's ready for a shower?
Wait, what day is today?
Today is Thursday.
Thursday. Yeah, Thursday's bad for me.
Thursday's perfect.
I don't know if you've worked with one of these. We call it a microphone.
Just let me know when I'm on, all right?
I don't know who you are.
Well, I'm something of a famous radio personality.
That sounds like a very familiar voice.
Are we ready?
It's time for a great day.
Showtime.
About a half hour from now, we're giving away Country Fan Fest tickets three times a day, 7:40, 11:40. And 3:40 in the afternoon, and a chance for you to win that first round coming up here. Two wristbands for all four lovely days of Country Fan Fest. Starts next Wednesday, July 28th, and goes through Saturday, August 1st, and you'll have a chance to be there with us, free on the Z. And you can also go to countryfanfest.com, check out the full lineup. You can also go to our website for more information at z104country.com. and find some more stuff there as well. Talking about the Olympics and what events that we like and don't like. Here's the question, of course, opening ceremony tomorrow. Do you even care? Maybe some people don't even care.
Well, somebody asked 1,000 Americans, and only 37% said they're very or somewhat interested in the Olympics this year.
Everyone else either said that they're not very interested or they just couldn't care less.
People who do like the Olympics were asked to name the events they're most excited for. These are the five events we're most likely to watch. Coming in at number five, basketball at 19%. Beach volleyball at 20%.
And then also diving at 36%. Put it on their top five, actually. And now beach volleyball, we were in concur to that. I mean, it's one of those things that or agree to that.
Artistic gymnastics came in second at 39%. Those are the more athletic ones, like balance beam and vault. Rhythmic gymnastics are less popular, where they dance around with a big ribbon.
Right, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
Because they throw that sucker up in the air, and they flip around and do stuff. They catch it in between their legs, and it's pretty cool how they do it. And then swimming, of course, was in the highest percentage, put in their top five. 43% said swimming. And Michael Phelps, you know, we remember that. Thing where he ran away with just about everything.
Once Olympic sports were least likely to watch include, we were just talking about this, handball, water polo, field hockey, judo, ping pong.
Yeah, that's kind of cool to watch.
I like it. Sailing, rugby, the pentathlon, canoeing, and badminton.
To round out the top 10, though, that we do like, after basketball, coming in after that, it was... rhythmic gymnastics, boxing, track and field, baseball, and synchronized swimming.
Yeah, that's kind of cool to watch. Are you ever in the pool and you pretend like you're synchronized swimming with your friends?
Until I get water up my nose. And now I know why they all wear nose plugs in synchronized swimming.
Yes.
Because then you're like, oh yeah. You try to go under and then you try to do your little leg thing and then you're like...
Jason Atkinson says, I like seeing the women's soccer team take a knee in protest and then get their asses kicked by Sweden. I hope they lose every game.
Yeah. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, hell, can't we do something without some kind of a... Seriously, can't some kind of... can we just leave the platforms out of sports, please? Whatever your thing is in life, just do your thing, but... Let's just have sports, can we? All right,
a good slogan.
Let's just have sports. Yeah, the Olympics 2021. Let's just have sports.
Right.
Thanks, Dave.
Well,
I agree.
I mean, isn't that what we tune in for?
I don't think that's the place to do that.
No.
Do it on your own time.
Yeah, but let's just watch what we came here to watch. Anyway. All right.
Well, apparently they got their asses kicked by Sweden. So. Or they're going to or something.
Okay, well. Right now, the traffic isn't kicking our butt too bad.
Not too bad. We are seeing a little bit of a slowdown on Bangor as you approach 201. And northbound 56 West seeing slowdowns from California Avenue up through I-80. Eastbound 201 seeing slowdowns in Magna around 84th West. And in Utah County, northbound 15 has been in good shape. From Spanish Fork to Lehigh, it's still cruising right along. Out of Davis County, good to go from Clearfield all the way into downtown Salt Lake. So the heavy and slow traffic that we were seeing as you make your way out of Roy, it's actually dissipated a little bit. You're still going to see some heavier traffic, but at least it's moving. Now, heading northbound on the west, the east side belts, we're looking at freeway speeds and no major slowdowns. The crash we had in Layton, southbound US 89, our Highway 89 and Oak Hills Drive, that has been cleared. With your traffic update, I'm Lee West.
Sweet. Thanks much.
You bet.
All right, taking a look here at the forecast. Same thing that's sort of been happening, same pattern. Partly cloudy, that afternoon shower popping up at about 40% with a high of 98.
Right now it's 81 and cloudy downtown. Katie Thacker says, if you want to see patriotism and everyone stand for the flag, rodeo. Days of 47 last night, opening ceremonies were incredible.
Love that. Thank you. What a great reminder.
Yeah.
That is one sport that embraces everything and always has. They haven't, deferred from that one little bit. So that's a very good point. And the Days of 47 rodeo is still going on. We have tickets to give away to that.
We do.
You can still watch that tonight again. Well, all the way through Saturday night, actually, at the Utah State Fairgrounds Arena. Big, beautiful arena they built several years ago. And my gosh, you'll just absolutely love that. It's one of the best. This is rodeo season. A lot of good rodeos around this here parts of the state. Oakley, of course, the Oakley Rodeo happened just a little while ago. You got the Lehigh Roundup, I think, that already happened. Ute Stampede that already happened.
Ogden Pioneer Days going on right now.
A lot of good stuff. Anyway, tis rodeo season. We're back in a bit. Luke Combs and Loving on You here on the Z. And we are loving our morning commute, aren't we, Lee? Because we have all kinds of time to spend to reflect on our job. What do you use your commute time for?
I listen to music.
Yeah?
Sometimes a podcast.
They actually say, they did a little survey, and they're wondering if we should get paid on our commute time.
Well, that would be nice.
Yeah, it should be included in our work day.
This is what they're saying. They're actually saying in a recent poll, they asked people if they thought that those hours should count towards a person's working hours, and the result kind of came out a little bit split.
Right down the middle, 41% say yes, commute time should count, and 41% said no, and 18% said they didn't know.
There are a few problems with commutes being paid time as a rule. For one, it might make it harder to find a job if you live in a remote area or want a job closer to your family or school. And it would be a little bit frustrating to lose out on that dream job just because another applicant lives closer.
We picked Bob because he lives closer. He's right around the block.
Yeah. In fact, he could walk to work.
That would be a detriment.
I know. I was actually thinking about this, too, and I thought, how, because we're starting to hear this more and more where the real estate market is so hot right now that people are thinking of selling their homes and buying RVs. And just living in the RV, and I'm thinking, okay, that would be great, especially if you could clear maybe a six-figure profit of some sort, and you could actually just buy an RV outright, some kind of a motorhome of or a big, huge fifth wheel or something. But then there's the problem of where do you park it? And I thought, well, I could park it in the parking lot of the state radio station. and then I would be like, honey, I'm going to work. and then I thought, not so much. And I don't know where I would, where would you, even if you did hypothetically buy an RV, do you go to a KOA? Do you do a, I don't know, where would you go?
You'd have to find somebody that had either a little bit of land or somebody that didn't care if you're in their driveway plugged into their power.
Or being able to dump your sewer.
Offer to pay for some power.
City ordinances were okay with that.
You'd have to have access to water. If you really wanted to be there permanently.
Your own toity.
Yeah. So you'd, and I was trying to go through all of these different things and thinking, well, where would we go? Would we take turns going to each one of the kids' houses and parking on their street?
Tony, we're back.
That would go over big.
Yes, it would, right? My gosh, I just was sitting there thinking, how cool would that be if you could just actually pull that off? Anyway, but it would definitely cut down on the commute time. I even, was, believe it or not, looking at places. There's some nice little neighborhoods around here. And yeah. I say believe it or not, but, you know, Chesterfield and stuff. And I'm thinking, man, that would be horrible to live close to the radio station because you would be the go-to person for everything.
Hey, can you run over and see if we have this?
Yeah.
Hey, so-and-so's sick. Can you run over and...
And do this.
And do this.
That we're off the air. Could you run over and make, you know, or check on the generator?
Yeah.
Could you, this, the alarm went off. Could you go and check on that?
Yes.
Or it could be even as much as like some sales guy calling up and saying, hey, left a proposal on my desk and I can't remember where, what this actually said. Could you run down there and just take a look at that and take a snapshot of it and send it to me? Maybe that's just me thinking that I would probably do something like that. But I, you know, I've lived in small towns where the commute is only just a few minutes away from my job, like literally less than 2 minutes. When you're in a small town, you just get in your car and you're there before you know it. But commute times, and if you did get paid for your commute time, I would almost then at that point consider going up to Oakley or Camas or Heber or, you know what I'm saying, and find a place up there.
Casey Heyman says, we're squatting on my mom's 5 acres. We're very lucky. We're waiting for our home to be built.
Oh, I love
living
that. Maybe they could share where that is because maybe I might borrow a corner.
With Dave's luck, he would get an RV pad with an HOA contract.
Probably so.
Dave says you can park at Cracker Barrel. Slap a big Z104 sticker on your RV, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
Clint Bisbee says there's a place in Sandy that's like a trailer park, but long term you can plop your trailer and live there. Your rent covers the power and water.
Wow. These are some interesting options. This is good to know.
Our friend Jody Weiniger says our production guy is 1.5 blocks from the station, and that is exactly how it goes.
Could you
run over to the station and do this and this and this?
That would be it, too. I would just imagine that would just get old pretty quick.
Sandy Giles, my husband and I lived in our RV for a year when we built our home last year. No, just no. I will not be camping anytime soon.
I mean, it would have to be something that, you know, you would want. Like, my wife and I lived in a camper, but it was only for like a few weeks. I mean, about a month. And it was...
Because you lost your radio gig?
It might have been. I don't know. It might have been. It was back probably one of those. But my dad had a camper. My mom and dad had a camper in their backyard, and it was just kind of up on blocks. You know how they do that. And so we were just kind of, we were, I guess, gypsies or something. Look, you can only do that for so long. I mean, a camper, too. We obviously had to have access to the house to do the restroom thing and stuff because back then, campers weren't that nice, but you would have to have an RV, and I don't even know how much motorhomes are, honestly. I haven't even priced them out. Are they $100,000? Are they $150,000?
Oh, I think they can be. Somebody says, let's see, my uncle will do that in retirement. They have $200,000 motorhome, and they're driving all over the country in it.
Oh my gosh.
It's from Andy Eastman.
Could I do this radio gig? I'll just take a Comrex with me.
Yeah. Casey Heyman says it's in West Mountain, Payson. Come on over, Dave.
All right. I'll just call it road tripping with Dave and Deb.
Yes. Only Deb will sleep in her own bed.
Yes. And we'll just do it that way.
Yeah.
Morning, the Z. Do you have a comment?
Yeah. Hey, this is Scott. So if you're thinking about doing the RV thing, Dave, next to the station, you got to dump that poo tank every so often.
Yeah.
Unless you're hooked up to sewer all the time.
Right.
So, you know, there is that. Got to buy the blue AquaCam toilet stuff.
You do.
And all that, you know. So
yeah, you do. I was originally thinking of just, you know, taking a hose and then just letting it flow out into the field here.
Well, there you go. See, that's what, we dump the dishwater, shower water. When we go camp, we do that with the shower water and the dishwater.
Right.
The gray tank?
Black tank, they call it. The black tank, you know, the poo tank. You can't really do that.
No.
Hey, you know, if you want to dig a pit, you could do that. I guess you could, Chesterfield, you could probably get away with it.
Probably so. Those are some good thoughts. Thanks a lot, man.
You bet.
All right, love you. Bye.
Wherever you go to find a good time, you're going to find me there.
Sipping a beer on the beach.
All in the morning when I do my hair.
Wearing your word, that's not your style.
Back to go, we're gonna make you smile.
More music.
I'm talking about
There it is. Even the old jingles come out from way back in the day. And it is Throwback Thursday. Before we get to our throwback song, we're also going to do our STD, Spreading the Love, through Stump the DJs. Theme going along with Pioneer Day coming up on Saturday, July 24th, and anything to go along with the Pioneers. So here we go. Try to guess this song.
Yo, this is Wyclef Refugee.
Oh. What does this have to do with the Pioneers?
Now, give me a minute.
Okay.
While I'm on this road, I got my girl L. One time. Hey, yo, L.
Come on. Get to the freaking start of the song. Here we go. Okay, now you recognize it. Go ahead.
Killing Me Softly with his song, The Fugees.
The Fugees. And they, they covered that song.
Yeah, Roberta Flack did it originally.
There you go. So the Fugees covered it.
Oh, like a covered wagon.
Yes!
Oh my gosh, that was a stretch.
My gosh, how good was that?
Wow.
Right? Never.
A covered
wagon. Never.
Oh my gosh.
I thought of that, Dave.
Yes, good job. Okay.
Oh my gosh.
He was up early thinking about that one. Deb, you know he was.
I was sitting there thinking, okay, what songs deal with covers or covered wagon? Or you know what I was?
Cover songs.
Actually, you know what? Right. That's cover actually songs. What I thought the whole, I thought maybe I was going to keep the whole category at that for a minute.
And just do covered songs?
Yes.
Like covered wagons?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, but that makes sense.
Yeah.
Anyway. But this one thrown out of the blue was like, huh?
It's like,
thought
huh?
Was, thought that was perfect.
Killing Me Softly.
Like, somebody die gently in the back of the buckboard? Okay, because somebody was singing around the campfire.
Yeah.
George Strait's Down and Out came in third. Reba's I'd Rather Ride Around With You came in second. And once again, reliving last week.
Oh, I rang my bell first. Should
Dave.
I share?
I know, I heard him ringing bell.
Should I share? Dave. It's Garth, obviously Garth Brooks.
And?
What's
two pina coladas before before she has a chance to steal it.
Oh, I missed it.
I was feeling the blues. I was watching the news.
Made two pina coladas. I gotta have one for each hand.
Reliving a little bit of last week. The Dive Bar Tour at the Westerner on Friday night, the Stadium Tour, and the show at Rice-Eccles Stadium on Saturday night. Quite a weekend for Garth Brooks, and a lot of people must think the same thing, because that's the song that got voted in and got the most votes for our throwback song that time around, and it dropped right into our system. Appreciate you playing along and voting along with TBT. Speaking of some contests, what we, you know, we gave away a whole bunch of Garth Brooks tickets back then. Now, we've got a bunch of Country Fan Fest tickets that we're looking at giving you, our listeners.
Call now to win your Country Fan Fest tickets. 570-5767. 570-5767.
More than the Z, you are caller Y. You missed it by that much.
Oh, dang.
Dang it.
Don't you hate that? That sucks. More than the Z, your caller Z. What's your name?
This is Derek.
Derek, you're our winner.
No way.
Yes, way.
You're going to Country Fan Fest next week.
Oh, that's awesome.
You got wristbands for all the days.
Oh, no way. That's cool.
Yeah.
Two wristbands for all 4 days, Wednesday through Saturday, Country Fan Fest. Going to be a great time out there. Of course, we'll just give you a few little highlights of it. Neil McCoy. You've got Lainey Wilson, Josh Grayson, Mitchell Tenpenny, Lee Bryce, Old Dominion on Friday. And then Tyler Rich, Ian Munsick, Lindsay Yell, Kip Moore, Brantley Gilbert. That's just about half of the artists that are going to be there. It's just going to be a killer show and festival. And you're going for all 4 days if you want to, dude. All right?
All right. Hell yeah.
Heck yeah. Who are you going to take?
I'm my wife.
Oh, excellent choice.
Sweet. All right. Well, we'll see you out there. Stop by the Z104 booth, and we'll have our broadcast trailer out there, and all big old setup, a little cooling station, which will be nice for you to stop by, grab some Z104 swag, and just have some good times with us. We have more chances for you to win coming up here at 11:40 and 3:40 today as well. So keep it here for your chance. And again tomorrow for those three times, 7:40, 11:40, and 3:40. CFF on Z104. Cole Swindell on Z104. He's just one of the guys. And it says here that guys emit more gases than women.
You're listening to the radio.
So, here's this study. It came out and found that men actually emit a lot more greenhouse gases than women do each year. Now, I know that we might be a little bit immature when we talk about toots on the radio. But the study didn't even factor in all of those little
things
that we
did. The toots were not even a factor.
No.
Researchers in Sweden looked at how much CO2, methane, and other gases the average person is responsible for. And men cause more of the greenhouse gas overall, mainly because guys tend to drive more and use more gasoline. Nothing to do with tooting.
No, this isn't. We can bring all of the jokes out of it. We're talking about the CO2, the methane, and other gases like that. So
they also found flying has a huge effect. In general, about a third of the emissions the average person is responsible for each year come from vacations and traveling.
So there you go. Hey, this is something that I really shouldn't do, but I probably will. Do we have anything to give away? I know I'm putting you on the spot. Just tell me, just throw something at me. Flip me off if we don't have anything to give away.
Well, can I just flip you off anyway?
Yeah, you can if you want.
But. Yeah, we've got how about a Lagoon passport?
Are you kidding me?
No, let's do it.
Let's do a Lagoon passport.
Okay.
We want to throw this, it's going to be our little country quiz this morning. Who said this? I've got people who like all kinds of music and say, I don't like country music, but I like you. And we have heard, you know what I'm saying? We've heard that.
Yeah.
I've got a lot of people who like all kinds of music and say, I don't like country music, but I like you. And we do hear that. They'll kind of like say, well, I listen to you guys, but I don't like that. Or I really don't like country music, but I do like. And then they'll name off several artists in country music, which I can't figure out. So here are your choices. We're going to give you six choices, and you can call right now at 801-570-5767. That's our studio line, and let us know who you think it is. Is it Carrie Underwood, Sam Hunt, Eric Church, Ashley McBride, Casey Musgraves, or Kane Brown? So I've got a lot of people who like all kinds of music, and they say, I don't like country music, but I like you. Out of those, again, let me give them to you again. Kane Brown, Casey Musgraves, Ashley McBride, Eric Church, Sam Hunt, or Carrie Underwood. Who do you think it is? First right correct answer gets that all-day Lagoon passport, which is good not only through the regular season, but all the way good through Frightmares as well through the end of October. Who is this?
This is Paul.
Paul, who do you think it is?
I say Keith Urban.
Well, he wasn't on the list, but that's a good guess.
Oh, okay.
But thanks. Love you, bud. Morning the Z. What's your guess?
Sam Hunt.
Who is this?
This is Justin from Magna.
Justin from Magna. You're wrong.
Wrong.
Damn it.
But Justin, thanks so much. Actually, Justin, where were you? You were in a restaurant. Somebody took a picture of you that knew you and then also knew me.
Oh, really? Oh. Was it at the Porcupine up there?
Yes, it was. That's what it was. It was Porcupine.
Yeah, I had a couple drinks with her.
But I can't remember. I think it was at a little family. Anyway, the reason I bring it up is I had a chance to see what y'all look like there, Justin from Magna. So appreciate you tuning in.
Damn, I'm one sexy son of a bitch, huh?
That's what I said when I saw the picture. Yeah, just like that. All right, thanks, dude. What's your name?
Kendry.
What do you think?
Is it Kane Brown?
Nailed it.
Kendry, you're a winner.
You got it. Kane Brown. Out of all of the guesses, Kane Brown, Casey Musgraves, Ashley McBride, Eric Church, Sam Hunt, Carrie Underwood, Kane Brown in Polestar.
His point is that good music is good music. And if you focus too much on labels, you're going to miss out. That goes for young artists who are afraid to just be who they are. Kane Brown says, I'm the guy who wants to make people realize you shouldn't judge a book by its cover.
He also goes on to say, I'm somebody who's wanting people to know that no matter what race you are, if you like country music, if you want to be in country music, then you can be. Just look at me and come on in, he said.
Yeah.
I love that attitude. I love the way he approaches it. And I also think it's sort of a kind of a little bit of an eye opener for some of us too, because there isn't a hard line on music. A lot of people want to draw a hard line. If it doesn't have steel guitar and some kind of a twang in it, it's not country music. And music is music. And my gosh, why are we drawing such a hard line on that? When Garth Brooks, name off some others back in the day, Hank, some of the other ones were introduced into country music that you're like, back then they were thinking, oh boy, that's a little edgy.
Oh, Ray Price was not considered country. Johnny Cash was, at some points, was not considered country.
Right.
Waylon and Willie, Kenny and Dolly.
Right. Yeah, I mean, just so many. And you're such a whiz at music. I love it when I can just point to you and you're like a Google machine. But you didn't even Google that. That's just off the top of your head. Anyway, you're going to Lagoon.
Kendry, winner. How about that?
Sounds awesome.
Yeah. Yep.
Have a good time out there. Ride the sky ride for Deb, all right?
Please.
Okay. Love you. Bye. Oh, wait. Hold on a second.
This part of summer is brought to you by Slushies. Get a big one at the Quickie Mart, dump a third of it out, and refill with alcohol. Trust me, it'll make your kid's soccer game a lot more entertaining.
Morning shout-outs with Dave and Deb, Z104.
All right. I've got a little shout-out I guess I could throw up. We do morning shout-outs Monday through Friday at about 8 o'clock. Chance for you to kind of get in on that. Now, we want to do a little shout-out to Don Carlson. Don Carlson listens to the radio station, went in and said, hey, Matt Hansen. Where's Matt Hansen at Strong VW? And Matt came up. He goes, I want the Dave deal. And he got the Dave deal, got himself into a Tiguan. So thanks so much for listening, Don Carlson. And picking up on even a little bit of a deal over there at Strong.
Well, heck yeah.
Appreciate you guys.
Come on, screen. Okay, here we go. Okay. In the hospital this morning, having baby number three, listening to you guys for the third time of having a baby.
Wow.
Maddie and Dallas Collins, congratulations, you guys.
Absolutely. And look at you listening to us. Look, if anything should make you nauseous and go into labor, it's listening to our show.
Right. Happy birthday to our daughter, Emma, from Christy Milligan. She's turning 9 today, and she's the best helper, being the oldest of 5. Don't know what we'd do without her. Love you so much from Mom and Dad. Love that. Please wish my great-granddaughter, Remington, a happy birthday. Grandma loves you, from Mary Henderson. Oh, I love that name for a girl, Remington.
Remington,
Remy,
cool?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Shout out to Pastor Mark Runyon and New Life Christian Fellowship for throwing a great pool party yesterday.
God bless you.
From Jolynn Adams. Shout out to my beautiful wife, Tedra. You do so much and make me a better man, from Tyler. Good morning from Cancun, Mexico. Scott, Natalie, Jim, Alexi, and Scott.
I'll also throw in another couple of people. Boy, that's an awesome place to go and a very popular place to go.
Yes.
Josh and Nicole Neely from M&M Tool are over there in Cancun right now, too. Shout out to you guys. Thanks for tuning in.
Fun. I want to shout out to my sister that's in the hospital with COVID. She listens to you all, from Janice. Samantha, shout out to my cousin Jensen and her husband Caden having their first baby girl. We love you. Robin L, shout out to all the people who are making this world a better place. Love that.
I love that.
Shout out to my morning enema. I couldn't make it through the day without you, little squirt, from Danger Rush.
Oh my gosh.
I just read them. Shout out to Dave for being such a professional mover of furniture. Rhea Perry, yeah? To the lady having a baby, push it real good.
Oh.
And good luck.
There you go.
We have some birthdays. Karen Parsons, Raven Wenzel, Robert Anderson, Melanie Burnside, Mary Radajezek. I probably totally didn't say that right. Lisa Christensen, Talia Mon, Amanda Wagstaff, Autumn Eisen, Brandon McLaughlin, Leighton Millis, Josh Rands, Jeff Hunt, Laura Dolan, Luke Anderton, my friend Joni Moore, Daryl Jensen, and Vince Petter. Anybody else that's having a birthday today? Nathaniel Thompson. Shout out to Robin Williams. We lost him yesterday back in 2014.
Yes.
Still cry when I think about his passing.
Would have been 70 years old today.
Shout out to my wife and kids, Sarah Payton, Addie, and Aubrey from Kendall. And one last one, Carrie Warner. Shout out to all those who have to go through dialysis.
Oh, my gosh. Thoughts with you as well. A couple of phone calls coming in real quick on our shout outs. Who is this?
It's Jeff.
And what's yours?
Actually, it's a special birthday shout out.
Okay.
To my mom.
Is it? Would have been her birthday today?
Uh huh.
Oh, my gosh.
And how old would your mom, Harriet, have been?
85.
Aww. 85. Love that, Jeff. Jeff is about the most tenderhearted person on the planet, and we just absolutely love you. Appreciate you listening to us every morning, too, Jeff. All right?
Thanks, Jeffer.
All right, thanks.
All right, love you, bye. Morning the Z. Shout out.
Yes. Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. And you?
Fantastic. Hey, I want to do a shout out to the young man the other day at the Spanish Fork Fiesta Day's Rodeo. They had a bunch of protesters out there, and he went up to him, said, "Can I have a sign?" And he took the sign and turned it around and threw it away without getting in a fight. But I just thought it was cool. They were pretty belligerent. They're out there trying to fight their cause. And
what was it? Just for curiosity, what was the cause?
They want to save the rodeo animals or something. They're just thinking that all cowboys are bad and all rodeos are bad.
Oh, and cruelty to animals or something?
Well, yeah, and they were just so belligerent. They weren't. There's different ways to get your message across, and boy, they were a loud bunch.
Oh, boy.
And everyone just trying to peacefully go to the rodeo and do their thing.
Right.
It's all about, and then he took a sign and got rid of it. So shout out for him for having courageous courage to
go up and do something like that.
The Dunton boys doing a train station.
Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah, no kidding. And by the way, I think did you say August now, Deb? Was that what they're shooting for?
It just says in the fall.
All right, for Yellowstone.
So I think later than August, but right. I don't know.
I hope so.
Yeah. All right,
like
Bryce.
Waiting to get fed. I'm hungry.
Yeah, I know, right? We are all waiting for Yellowstone. Bryce, thanks so much for calling in.
All right,
love
bye.
You, man. Bye.
Stay on Z104.
And before we get into our throwback song and the one that got the most votes, we're going to go into our STD, Stump the DJs, a song that's not country that we want you to just play along with us if you want to and try to guess the song. It goes along with our theme of Pioneer Day coming up on July 24th this Saturday. Anything that deals with the pioneers. Good job. You're right on it pretty quick. But if you think about it, they dealt with it, right?
Sure did.
Just yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone. Suzanne, the plans they made put an end to you.
Hey, did we miss the James Taylor thing because of Rona? I thought he was scheduled to come through.
I thought he was at the Maverick Center.
Didn't he cancel it?
I think it might have been postponed, if I'm not mistaken.
That's what I thought. I thought it was canceled.
I don't know if it was canceled or postponed, but I'll take a look at the...
He is so good.
He is.
I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end.
Oh my gosh. Go ahead, Deb.
Fire and Rain. Pioneers dealing with Fire and Rain, James Taylor.
There you go. And now, in current days, we're just dealing with fire and no rain.
And no rain.
Yeah.
Hey, I saw some country. They're sending, like, drones with electronic something or other into the clouds. It was in the United Arab Emirates. It's the most arid country in the world. And they're making it poor with these drones. They send them up into groups of clouds, and they inject the clouds with some kind of electronic charge. And it makes it poor.
It's kind of like how they seed clouds at the airport.
And I just thought, man, maybe we need to look into that here.
Oh, my gosh, we need that.
And then they could say, we're going to do a drone day tomorrow, everybody.
Right.
So take your umbrellas. Because it was pouring.
Wow.
Yeah, I saw that yesterday, and I was like, why don't we do that?
No kidding. That'd be cool. We desperately need it, don't we? All right, let's roll into
So the country voting, Brooks and Dunn, It's Getting Better All the Time, came in third. Lori Morgan, Except for Monday, is second, and this was the winner. Dave.
Oh, I premature ding. I was going to say George Strait, but it's not.
No, it isn't.
I had a premature dinger, which happens quite often. Doug Stone.
Nope.
Sammy Kershaw.
Listen to that voice, Dave. It's so distinct. Lee.
It's Clint Black.
And?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not quite sure what the song is.
Moving Furniture Without Vision. Do you know the song, vision. Dave?
Having Sex Blindfolded.
Oh, my God.
Was that his song?
I'm not saying you're wrong.
It would have made the song more interesting.
But in this case, you're wrong. Moving Furniture Without Vision.
Crap. Making Love Out of Nothing at All.
That's no. Air Supply.
Oh, yeah. Oh, son of a bee.
Not hate,
blind,
not,
blind love. Blind love. Loving.
Yes.
Loving blind.
Yes. That's it. Oh, loving blind. Yes.
Freak.
Clint Black, Loving Blind. Way to go, voters.
That's it. And that's how TBT works. Top voted song drops right into the system, and then we spend 20 minutes trying to guess it. Well, I sit here. Clint Black and Loving Blind on Z104, the song you voted in for throwback. That round and another three songs up for vote right now on our Z104 app. If you want to go check it out and be a part of the voting, you can do that. Just click on the vote tab and it's as simple as that.
You asked about James Taylor.
Yeah.
October 22nd, Maverick Center.
Yeah, I had my
with
calendar.
With Jackson Brown.
Yeah. I knew it was postponed, not canceled, but I just didn't know when the new date was. And so looking forward to that. Keep it here. I'm sure we'll probably have a chance for you to go free on the Z with James Taylor. Now, it is throwback, and I was able to pull out a little bit of an old tape from the historical archives of KSOP about something that we haven't talked about, and that's Moth Week.
Oh, is it Moth Week?
Right.
Well, heck yeah.
In fact, we had mothballs in the storage container where this was kept.
Congratulations. You're more than halfway through National Moth Week. Moths are a paraphyletic group of insects, but are not butterflies. There are approximately 160,000 species of moths, and they all creep me out. They're terrifying. The right moth, at the right time, will turn a big tough guy into a frightened little girl. Stupid, obnoxious, scary, useless, fur-eating, flapping, dust-covered pests. Enjoy the rest of your stinking National Moth Week.
It is kind of true, though, right? I mean, I don't know why it is, but we're like swatting at a moth like it was a wasp or something, you know?
Not as much interest in Moth Week as there is Shark Week.
No.
And maybe go home today and watch Mothra. Have you ever seen Mothra versus Godzilla?
No.
That's a gigantic moth. It's so good. Huh. It's a really old film.
Really?
It's an old Japanese film.
Go check that out.
Mothra versus Godzilla.
But Shark Week was last week, period. when we grab a moth, this is the only thing. Now, I'm not afraid of grabbing a moth inside the house or out on the porch, you know, or something like that. When you grab a moth to try to get it out, and then you kind of like throw it to outside, then you've got moth dust all over your hand.
And can they still fly if you've messed up their dust?
Well, they try, but yeah. I don't think very well. And actually, I was told that you can just take a moth and just chuck it. If you got it in your hand, just kind of chuck it against the wall really hard or the ground or something. Instead of like squishing it, and then maybe that knocks off all the moth dust and they can't fly.
I don't know.
We don't know anything.
What happens when a moth loses its dust? You want to know?
Sure.
They're actually scales made of modified hairs. And although the scales help slightly with aerodynamics, they are not essential to flight. So a moth can still fly around even when missing most of his moth dust or scales.
Maybe they just look like they're drunk flying around.
I guess.
Like, oh man, I've lost my aerodynamics.
Time now for Dave and Dab's Dump It or Dig It.
All right, let's take a look at Tainted Lyric this morning.
That's his name. He's a video content creator. He's a comedian. He has 40,000 followers on Instagram that love to watch his comedy sketches. And Tainted Lyric's TikTok following has more than 738,000 followers and more than 10 million likes.
Wow.
On his platform.
Does it say what his real name is anywhere?
No, it doesn't say his real name. All right. Doesn't say his age. It doesn't say where he lives. But this song has gone viral on the country chart this week. You know, he's a comedian and he's a content creator. But about 4 years ago, he lost his son, Liam, suddenly. It doesn't say how.
Oh.
He wrote this song It's called Liam's Song. And we want to know what you think about it. We're going to play it for you and let us know. Text us, 801-570-5767. He posted this. He said, this is Liam's song. It's a father asking his son if he's okay. It's a father still longing to be a father to a child who's no longer here. It's me. I'm the father and Liam is my son. This is the hardest song I've ever had to write or sing, and it means everything to me.
Oh, wow. I bet.
So text us, 801-570-5767. Dump it or dig it. We'll pick somebody to win B's baseball tickets for tomorrow night's game at Smith's Ballpark.
Sounds like this is definitely going to hit us in the feels this morning. Dump it or dig it. You can also call that same number that you would text if you wanted to get into the studio and just tell us what you think about the song.
What's it like in heaven? Well, is it summertime all year? Do you sleep? Do the days turn into nights? I hope you get to ride your bike. Do you remember the first time that I held you? You're my whole world in just one hand. I know you're safe, but I want you back at home. Things aren't the same since you've been gone. Son, do you still play? Still hurt the same. I'd give anything for one more day. What's it like in heaven? Felt the rain or felt the sunlight kissing your face? Didn't want you to leave, and it kills me that you're gone. In my heart your love lives on. Son, do you still play? Do you feel pain? 'Cause I still hurt the same. I'd give anything for one more day. Son, do you still play in heaven? Do you ever have to cry? Pain, 'cause I still hurt the same. I'd give anything for one more day.
Pretty talented guy. I can't even begin to fathom what that would be like.
I can't either.
I just, it just is beyond my comprehension. And I know that some of you out there probably have gone through that. And my gosh, I just admire you for your strength on that. Our Dump It or Dig It song this morning is from a guy that goes by the name of Tainted Love.
Tainted
Lyric. And, oh, yeah, because that's Soft Cell.
That's Soft Cell song.
Tainted Lyric. And the song is called Liam's Song this morning. What do you think about it? Dump it or dig it?
Doug Story, I give it a big dig. Todd Rosenhan, Ryan Moore, Bubba Gunther. Can't imagine losing my son. Started tearing up at the beginning. Maggie Mayer, beautiful song. Sad but beautiful. Reminds me of the one by Taylor Swift. That Ronan song.
Yes.
Kathy Iverson, dig it. Levi Baum, that was a wonderful song. Dig it. Kristen Peterson, I'll give it a dig. Reminds me of my two baby sisters in heaven. Jason Heyman, tearjerker, I'll dig it. Sarah Condor, I'm not crying, you're crying. Tanya Joe says, dig it, love it. Quincy says, dig it. Dorothy Conger, dig it. I lost my son in June to addiction.
Ugh.
Oh, so sorry, Dorothy. Yeah.
You know, this also reminds me of just the loss that one of the country artists, Granger Smith, has gone through, who's going to be actually in concert tomorrow night at Cherry Peak in Logan. But, you know, where he lost his boy at what was it, age 3?
I think he was 3, like River. But, yeah. They drowned in their pool.
I'm just unbelievable.
Bo Waransky, definitely dig it. Blake Toyne, dig it. Great song. Dig it. Touches me personally. King Maurer, dig it. All the Feels. Jordan Carter, what a heartbreaking song. Tara Nichols says, dig it. Patti Smith, I was doing so good. I lost my dad 7 years. Oh, this thing is being so slow today. Sorry, I can't find it. How did he get through the song without crying? I'm sure I didn't, Melissa. Corey Jensen, what a beautiful song. Dig it. Kenna McGee, Tears. That's absolutely beautiful and heartbreaking.
I wonder how many different takes, you know what I'm saying, in the studio to record that, where it would just be like, to find the strength to be able to sing how you want to sing with that heartfelt, you know, song to your son that you lost. You had to write it, you sing it. Morning of the Z, what do you think, Dump It or Dig It?
Way to make me cry first thing in the morning.
I know.
Jody Weiniger says, I'm going to need a heads up before these cry songs for mascara reasons.
Yeah.
Big dig. Yes.
Yep.
The thing is my husband lost his son when he was 5 years old. So Oh, my gosh. It's crazy. But dig it.
All right. What's your name?
Dig it. Jen.
Thank you, Jen.
Thank you, Jen.
Love you. Bye. Morning on the Z. Dump it or dig it?
Dig it, definitely.
All right. Thanks, Jeffers. Of course, that hits close to Jeff right now because he lost his mom, and it would have been her birthday today. So we appreciate that. Thank you. And if you're just tuning in, the song is called Tainted, Liam's Song by Tainted Lyric. And that was the song that we just played for our Dump It or Dig It.
This is Sean Harlow. I dig that song by Tainted Lyric. Josie, this is amazingly beautiful. Such an emotional song. Doesn't say Dump It or Dig It, but it said, we just lost our daughter on the 10th of July.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. I can't even imagine losing my little man or my amazing daughter. I almost can't even listen to this. Dig it, Wacy Giles. Jennifer Perry, oh my gosh, it gives me chills and memories of losing my baby. Dig it, I've been there with my daughter. God bless all those who have lost children. Dwayne Sartori, oh my heck, dig it. Jeanette Kendall, my nephew that passed at 10 months, she sent the picture. Lacey Weibel, I wonder if the parents of that little boy who died in the car yesterday in American Fork
that 9-year-old
are listening to this. That was so heartbreaking to hear about. Dig it. Katie, dig it. His voice reminds me of someone. I think his last name is Taylor. Megan Evans says, dig it. David Eakins, dig it. Great song. Jordan Carter, dig it. Bunny Elkins, hits you right in the feels. I've lost two. My daughter lost one. Mandy Garrett, this is every parent's worst nightmare, but I dig it. Kenny Lisco, words can't give that justice. Super dig. Wish it was Wednesday because this deserves a good hump. But since it's Thursday, I dig it from Dalton. Nicole Holdaway, love this. Sure does hit home. I haven't lost a child. I lost my nephew 23 years ago, and it hasn't gotten any better for my brother or any of us.
It is. It's tough, man. I just can't even imagine how to go through that. However, I guess if we look at anything, you know, some of us, it's like that one said, they could almost hardly even listen to it.
Yeah.
You know, you do. You almost want to avoid the feels or the heartache that you would feel or that pain in your stomach when you think about stuff like that. Because we do. We all relate it to our own personal lives and what it would be like to have to go through something like that. And, you know, but yet on the other hand, I guess if we look at it in a way that we can go, you know what? I'm fortunate enough to still have my son or my daughter or my, you know, whatever still around. Give him a big hug today. Maybe that would just help us to be grateful, super grateful for everything that we have still, and sort of put life into perspective a little bit and a little bit more focus, you know?
Our winner this time around, I'm going to say 95.5. It did really well. Tainted Lyric with Liam's song. Jen Goddard is our winner. Jen, I will text you. You're on the Bees baseball game tomorrow night, and we'll have a new song. I think we're supposed to get the new song, the duet, with the mystery duet partner from Jason Aldean tomorrow.
Okay.
So we'll play that for you with Dump It or Dig It tomorrow morning, 8:20, right here on Z104.
I wish we could have gotten all your comments and phone calls, but thank you so much for chiming in on our Dump It or Dig It.
KSOP.
All right, even doing the old throwback jingles from what seemed to be like 100 years ago. However, Deb was a part of that original singing group.
Oh, those were the days.
You weren't they?
Yeah.
That was actually back when you could sing.
Right.
No, it's Throwback Thursday. Before we do that, we'll go into our Stump the DJs. STD, Spreading the Love, a song that's not country. Pioneer Day coming up on Saturday, July 24th. So anything to go along with the pioneers. Okay. I know.
Still dealing with fire and rain. These are good songs, David.
Yeah. This one has a long intro,
though. Sure does.
It's like 50-something seconds. I'm just skipping ahead.
There it kicks in.
She comes down.
From the covered wagon.
Saddle up and ride. What is it?
Wildfire. Yeah. Michael Martin Murphy.
Right. They had ponies back then.
Sure did.
Wildfire ponies.
Yeah.
That they named Wildfire.
Mommy, can I have him? Yeah. I'm going to name him Wildfire.
That's right. That's right. And then Michael Martin. Oh, sorry. Go ahead. Who was
it? Yeah, Michael Martin Murphy.
Michael Martin Murphy.
Yeah, she already said it.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And then he says, you know, I think I'm going to write about this song that the pioneers had about a horse named Wildfire.
She died one winter.
Are we going to hear Horse with No Name?
I was going to do that, but not anymore. No, I actually was. I was thinking
crazy
about
horses.
It. Yeah, yeah. Wee!
So the,
you know, that was in the rebellious days of the Osmonds.
The country voting. This is an interesting proposition. Oh, there we go. Faith Hill's Mississippi Girl was definitely last.
Okay.
Wow. But Marty Stewart's Hillbilly Rock was tied with this one, but this one just pulled ahead by 6 votes. It was actually, I was going to let you pick which one, but. This one actually won by 6 votes.
It sounds like a female intro.
Yes, correct. Lee?
That was Dave.
Oh,
that
Dave?
Rang the bell.
I have no idea.
I'm still trying to figure it out.
Guys do it all the time.
Tanya Tucker, Mindy McCready.
Yes.
It's not coming to me. Can you give us a hint on the title?
You might say this if you're buying feminine products and the cashier is a male.
I'm so embarrassed.
We talked about this earlier.
I'm so embarrassed to be here.
No. Girl's Gotta Do.
What a Girl's Gotta
Yes!
Do.
Yes!
Oh, there we go. Wow. Deb got kind of excited over that one. Good job, Lee. The first thing I did when you said Eminem on the Z with Throwback Thursday. Mindy McCready, A Girl's Gotta Do What A Girl's Gotta Do, and whether it's embarrassing or not. Are you sure you want the supers? Did you ever feel self-conscious about the size that you bought?
I mean, a little.
You know?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. Can make a man
feel rich on minimum wage.
Blake on the Z and minimum wage. What would it be like if you would merge NBC News with Yahoo News?
Tonight, new worries about the spread of the Delta variant, a controversial study raising concern about the effectiveness of the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine.
Jillian Anderson says she's not wearing a bra anymore.
Our alarming look at the wildfire and climate emergency more intense than ever.
Lisa Rinna looks gorgeous in a white bikini. Now that's what 58 looks like.
And he's the new king of the court, the NBA champion, and his personal story. Truly inspiring America.
This is NBC and Yahoo News with Kate Snow and Candy Lane.
I went out for a little tootin' toot and snoot. And
glad I didn't go out with you.
And then I discovered that the tooting was getting a little bit close to needing to go to the bathroom. So I...
So, oh my
just kind of waiting for the next long song to come along here on the radio. High today of 98 degrees.
82 and mostly sunny downtown.
Hey, so how do you make a sandwich? 12 sandwiches all at one time.
Food hack for the beach. The last thing I wanted to do was stand around making a whole bunch of different sandwiches. So I'm just going to get a pack of this King Hawaiian rolls, cut the whole thing in half. Then for mine, I'm going to spread out a layer of mayonnaise. You can use whatever lunch meat you like. I've picked up some buffalo chicken from the deli. And then on top of this, I'm going to be adding some cheddar cheese and then a layer of mustard. So once you have all your toppings on, place your top back on, and then you're going to cut along the rolls so you have individual sandwiches. And then the best part of this hack is that you're going to keep everything on this little board, fold it back up, and place it back into the bag. And now it's super easy to travel and take with you.
How cool is that?
That's a great idea.
You could do that.
I mean, everybody has to like mustard and mayonnaise.
Yeah, that's true, unless you did like half and half.
I'd have to tap out and get my own sandwich. But
unless they did half and half of the rolls.
Yeah.
You know, and it's not, I don't know why they picked King's Hawaiian, but I mean, it could be any roll.
They're delicious.
Yeah, I know. But I guess any of those rolls that are kind of all still hooked together, you could do that same thing. Just slice the whole thing in half. You could do it with peanut butter and jelly.
Totally could.
Totally
that would be delicious.
Just do the whole thing and flip it back over and away you go.
KSOP-FM at HD1 Salt Lake City and K224BR Park City. Broadcasting from the Baku Bike Studios. Live and local as heck. We are Utah's number one country station. Z104.
Before we do the throwback song and find out which one got the most votes, we do one more round. Next to last round here of Stump the DJs. STD, Spreading the Love. Song that's not country. That goes along with a theme. Our theme, of course, goes along with Pioneer Day coming up on Saturday here in Utah. And anything to go along with the Pioneers. Go ahead and ring or dinger your thingers. Wow, that was quickly.
Sorry. It was premature.
Oh, man. Deb already got into it right there. Yeah.
I already know what this is.
And think about it. Think about the mentality they had to have coming across.
Yeah. This is the perfect song for Pioneer Day, David.
It is.
Yeah.
I can imagine. I can see I can see the pioneer singing this.
Right. If you need
me. And this is the Relief Society president.
Call me. Come Sister Johnson!
Can you make some more sandwiches? The men are getting hungry.
Oh my
I know. I will, just as soon as we cross over this next.
Ain't no mountain high enough.
Yeah. And who is it? When it's Deb on a wet, rainy day.
On a humid day. Diana Ross.
Yeah. You want to do a little sing-along here?
No rain, no rain, no rain.
Oh, Lee's out. If you want to go. Here we go. Big.
Ain't no mountain high enough.
Okay. That's enough. That's good.
Are you saying something about our singing,
yeah,
Dave?
Yeah, I thought it would be a good suggestion for you to sing along.
He's like, no.
Okay.
All right. The country voting, Trisha Yearwood's X's and O's came in third. Tim McGraw, for a little while, came in second, and this was the winner. Lee.
Oh, it's Jody Messina.
And?
I'll share it with Dave if he... If not, I can give the...
This might be your favorite Jody Messina song
ever,
Dave.
Come on, Dave. My give a...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, I got it. Yeah. My give a damn is busted.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And Lee, you got That's the Jody awesome. Messina part. Thanks for sharing, by the way.
Oh, no problem.
Yeah.
That's how I roll, Dave.
yes, you do. Yes, you do. We'll be seeing you later on this afternoon at 4 o'clock.
Sounds good.
Sweet. Well, you filled up my head. Jody Messina and I Give a Damn is busted. I guess the Utah version would be by Give a Darn's Busted.
Yes. Oh, my heck.
Yes. Gosh dang it. Now, who could make Tim McGraw blush? Tim has this little program called Beyond the Influence Radio Show on Apple Music. And he was interviewing Dolly Parton. And they were talking about some of the movies that she's been in. And this is how it kind of went.
I only take parts that is pretty close to my own personality. I have never yet done one of those scenes that was that far-fetched. When I read that part for 9 to 5, you know, it was a girl from Texas, and she was so much like me anyway, so that was not that far-fetched. So even the best little whorehouse in Texas, although I made a better whore than I did a secretary in 9 to 5, but it was still, you know, it was parts of my personality that I could relate to, all that God and the, you know, the showing my boobs and all that. So I always take things that I think I can pull off.
Oh, my gosh, she's hilarious. Oh, she just kills me. An unbelievable at the age of 70-something, isn't
she? Oh, yeah, now? She looks amazing.
I just, she is just such a top-notch entertainer. Hey, and a celebrity as well. Now, we've got a list of celebrities. If you were to get a tattoo of a celebrity, who would it be?
Stevie Nicks?
Yeah?
Yeah, probably.
That would be probably. A good one. Now, you have yet to meet her. Out of all of your radio visits, you have yet to meet her.
Everybody I've gotten to meet, Stevie Nicks, probably. Yeah,
that would be cool.
What about you?
Well, you know I'd probably do a Keith somehow.
Okay.
I know it's sort of weird. I would probably do a little version of, like, Keith Urban, maybe a guitar or something. You know what I'm saying? Or maybe just the, just without it being going too far. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Now, if I got a tramp stamp or something, which guys don't get.
Keith Urban peeking up over your crack.
Wouldn't that be cool? Have his guitar coming right out of my crack.
Absolutely.
having him hold on with two little hands, like, yeah. Peeking up over
Hello
something.
There.
Hello, I'm Keith. Hello.
Well, these are celebrities that got tattoos of other celebrities. Justin Bieber has an angel arm tattoo inspired by Selena Gomez, and he's tried to cover it up with shading.
And remember, these things are permanent.
Yes.
Kind of. Now that you can get tattoo removal. Megan Fox had an arm tattoo of Marilyn Monroe.
Lady Gaga, she got a tattoo of David Bowie on her side the day she performed a tribute to him at the 2016 Grammys.
Zayn Malik got his then-fiancé Perry Edwards tattooed on his bicep, and then, of course, got it covered up because now he's with Gigi Hadid's tatted on his chest.
Aaron Carter, he has a face tattoo of Rihanna based on her 2013 GQ cover.
Drake has a Lil Wayne on his arm. And two Sade portraits at a Denzel Washington tattoo. Did I say that wrong?
Yeah, Denzel Washington.
No, I know that. But did I say Sade? Sade?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
A Denzel Washington
Smooth
tattoo.
Smooth operator.
Yeah. He has two of those, Sade, and then Denzel Washington and Aaliyah on his back.
Joe Jonas has two tattoos of his wife, Sophie Turner, an outline portrait on his arm and a keyhole with her eye on the back of his neck.
Now, Amber Rose, she had a portrait of her then-husband, Wiz Khalifa. I was going to say, that would actually be kind of a good one for a guy. Put Wiz Khalifa down by your whizzer.
Oh, my gosh. And it could be in black and yellow.
I got to go. Yes, that's it. And you, I got to go whiz. I got to go take a whiz. But after the divorce, she covered it with a portrait of Slash.
All right, Pete Davidson. He got a Ruth Bader Ginsburg on his shoulder, which will probably be removed soon since he's in the process of getting rid of all of his tattoos.
Wow. And he has quite a few little...
Yeah, he has a lot of tattoos.
Can you imagine? Post Malone, what about... What if Post Malone said, I really should get rid of all... of, now, you know it's not going to happen, but what if, just hypothetically...
I think he loves his tattoos.
Well, I'm sure he does.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, hypothetically, it'd be like...
That's a lot of time under the laser.
Yeah, we'd like to hire you, but you have just about 200 too many tattoos.
Right.
And then Rob Kardashian, he has a tattoo of his father, Robert Kardashian, on his arm. So just a few of what to, if you could have a celebrity tattoo, who would it be of? Keith and Pink together there, and One Too Many. We're talking about getting a celebrity tattoo. If you could get a celebrity tattoo of anyone, who would it be?
For my celebrity tattoo, I would have a tramp stamp of Dave and Deb saying it's a little moist down there with an arrow pointing down.
Oh my gosh. Oh wow. Well, thank you, though. I think we're flattered. I think...
It's a little moist out there.
Janice says I would get Kenny Chesney for sure. Danny the Trucker, I would get a fancy Reba. I guess maybe the Reba dressed like... Fancy. Let's see.
Now, do you plan on getting any other ones?
I don't know. I might.
I mean, now that you've had your first one of three little dog paws.
I know, right? It's such a bad A.
Yeah, now
it's
that
really
you're
bad
now
A,
that
right?
You're a bad A.
I know. You look at somebody and they have a full sleeve floral tattoo and you're like, well, here's mine.
I have three paws.
I have three little paws folded snugly and tight.
I have three little paws. Named Bear, Biscuit, and Scout.
I would have Kevin Costner, somebody said. My boyfriend, Mark Wahlberg. From Trent Wilkins.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You know, did you hear he had to eat 11,000 calories a day to gain 30-something pounds?
Wouldn't
that be a good gig? I just feel, you should see, did you see the pictures?
Of him.
Before and after?
I didn't.
Oh my gosh.
What role was it for?
Some upcoming movie thing that he was doing. I don't know exactly what it was. I don't know if it's kept a secret or what, but, and maybe it's out there and I just didn't pay attention, but I saw the pictures and he was eating 11,000 calories a day and doing nothing. He went from getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning and doing his routine and workouts and everything to absolutely doing nothing and put on 35, 40 pounds, something like that. And, you know, it's kind of like, there's a guy that I interviewed a few years ago that by the name of Drew, and he did Fit to Fat to Fit.
Okay.
And his point was is that he wanted to see himself, and he did
He's
it on purpose.
He's the owner, right?
Yes.
Isn't he the owner?
Yeah. And he did this, and he wanted to show, you know, here he was in shape, then he went Fit to Fat to Fit, and then I'm like, holy crap. That to me, I would, knowing me, even if I got to the point where I've ever been fit, if I went Fit to Fat to Fit, I'd be like Fit to Fat.
That would be me. Just Fit to Fat.
Yeah.
So I've just been fat.
Because then it would be like, well, crap. Now I just better sit on the couch.
Michelle Blair said, if I was going to be, it would be my crush, Tim McGraw. If I was going by my crush, it would be Tim McGraw, but I think I would get a Michael Jackson tattoo.
Okay.
Mickey, I would have Just La Do It on the back of my neck, which Garth Brooks flashed up on the screen at the stadium show. That was pretty cool.
Oh, that's cool.
Sherry McCluskey, I would get R&R as my tat.
Like the barbecue place or rest and relaxation or...
My neighbor did Fit to Fat to Fit. Okay.
Hi, who's this?
The movie is called Stew.
Oh, okay.
Oh, and she sent me a picture. Wow.
Right?
I would get...
Which one looks like me?
The fit one.
No.
Sarah Pilch, I would get a pink tattoo.
Okay. What's your name?
Hi, my name's Tracy.
Hi, Tracy. What would you do?
Well, it's actually not about the tattoo.
Okay.
When you're talking about the Mark Wahlberg role.
Yeah.
What I... excuse me. I haven't talked this morning yet.
That's all right.
What I've seen about it is it's a true story of... a man whose son was gay and was teased, and he ended up committing suicide. And he he's walking across the country to promote suicide prevention and get that message out there.
Oh, it sounds like a really good movie.
Now, is it gonna? Do you know how it's going to be released? Is it going to be like theaters? Is it going to be a Netflix thing?
I think it's theaters. It makes me sad because it's rated R. Because I would really like to see it.
Right, yeah. and
just go see it.
Well, she's got a tattoo now, so she's bad A.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, she's gonna. Of course, she's gonna do everything. It's gonna be, and you know, I sat there and thought about this just a minute ago, and I thought, you know, I could never do that, but you know. Mark Wahlberg, he makes tons of money, and he has personal trainers and personal chefs, I'm sure. And, you know, I mean, now, I don't know. I shouldn't say that. I think he does train on his own. But really.
But he could have personal trainers.
But he could, yeah, and probably personal chefs. And so when you've got those kind of resources at your fingertips, yeah, I would probably chance it and go fit to fat to fit, you know?
Yeah.
But anyway, no, interesting to know a little background story on the movie. Thank you.
So you're welcome. Have a great day.
All right, you too. Love you. Bye.
Taysen Arnoldson, I'd get a picture of Roy Orbison on my butt. What Mama Don't Know Won't Hurt Her. I would get a John Wayne tattoo. Bon Jovi in a Bon Jovi heart, Minna Tabor. Heidi Gabord says Vin Diesel all the way. April Hansen just looked at the picture of Mark Wahlberg. He still has abs even when he's fat.
They're somewhere in there.
Chanda Abney. Oh, never mind. I can't read it okay. On the air, it says.
That's all right.
Amy Compton. Sent me a picture of Mark Wahlberg.
Oh, okay.
Nathaniel Thompson. I'd get a tattoo of one of my idols, Henry Ford, followed by one of his quotes. If you think you can or think you can't.
Either way, you're right. Yeah, I like that.
Tara Nickel, I have Garth Brooks lyrics. I just need him to sign my arm so I can get that tattooed next.
That would have been cool.
Gary Allen, skeleton horse. Kristen Peterson is what I would get. That is one cool logo that Gary Allen has.
It is.
It is amazing. Ari Snape, I've been seriously contemplating getting Life is Short, Make It Sweet from Old Dominion.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe we should do it. If you had country music lyrics, what would you get?
Yeah, or a title, yeah.
I'd get TA for Trace Adkins. Chaitin,
I thought it was for something else.
So did I. I would do a Nikki Sixx tattoo, but I do have a Motley Crue tattoo currently.
Huh. That is. Maybe we expand it a little bit if you could get a tattoo of any the celebrity or maybe a lyric on there. What would it be? Maybe a song title or a little bit of a lyric because it has expanded a little bit. Into that. All right, it's time for our throwback song. We do that top of the hour, the bottom of the hour, and all the way throughout the day, all the way up until midnight tonight. Even Jimmer has four times for you to vote on songs during the noon hour for your lunchtime nooner. And this is how it works. You just go to our Z104 app, you click on the vote tab in there, and then you can just go ahead and vote away what song you'd like to hear. Before we get into that, we're going to get into our Stump the DJs. It's called... STDs, and we're spreading the love. Our Pioneer theme goes along with it for Pioneer Day coming up on Saturday, July 24th here in Utah, state holiday. In case you're just visiting, you might be thinking, wait a minute, what's that? What's Pioneer Day? And we have, I guess the parade is happening on Friday, but
it's tomorrow morning at 9 a.m., so while we're on the air, the parade's going to be going on.
Right. And then, of course, the Days of 47 Rodeo still going on.
We've got tickets for that coming up in just a couple of minutes with Battle of the Sexes. So stick around for that.
You'll be able to go out and check that out tonight there for the rodeo. And now the rodeo actually goes through Saturday night. And that's when all of the big, the big championship final type stuff comes down on Saturday night at 7:30. But right now, we're doing a little TBT.
Case of country.
Yeah.
Okay, here it is, our Pioneer theme. Guess it, Deb.
Okay. This is when they pulled into the valley.
Yep. As soon as Brigham Young said, this is the right place.
This is what they did.
They broke out into this song.
Yeah.
In fact, they had a full brass section and everything. And that was the ladies in the...
That was the Relief Society.
That was the young women and the Relief Woo-hoo! Society together.
Celebrate good times, come on.
You know, I imagine they would have, though, because that was a long, stinking trek. You know what?
Oh, yeah.
And I would be celebrating myself,
I'd be the worst pioneer ever.
And can you imagine... can you imagine getting into the valley and then also having them say, hey, we need some of you guys to keep going?
Because we're going to send you on to Nevada and California.
To Central Utah and to Southern Utah and to California.
Yes.
And you're like, well, freak.
I thought I was done. Okay.
Aren't we done? Well, you can stay. Why don't you stay a night and then just move on? All right. Go ahead, Debster. You got it.
Cool in the gang. Celebrate.
We gon' celebrate.
Yep.
All right.
I'm ready for the country. So the country voting went like this. In third place, Alabama's High Cotton. Garth Brooks' That Summer came in second.
Wow.
Oh, I got
a couple of winners.
I gotta fix this.
Well, then you just gave it away.
No, I don't. I didn't. The wrong. Oh. Why is this? Oh, this system. Seriously.
Sorry. I'm supposed to kill time.
Yeah, there you go. It's up to you. What's your pleasure?
Everyone around the world. Come on. It was Brig. Brig and the Gang.
Okay, I got it.
And their first album was called 1847.
This is the winner. Oh. You might find this in a diner, playing a song by Johnny Cash on it.
Jukebox.
Jukebox
with a song.
What kind of a song?
Jukebox with a country song.
Yes! That's it. Doug Stone.
Oh, yeah, Doug Stone.
That beat out Garth Brooks That Summer.
Did it really?
Yeah, on our votes this
Holy
morning.
Holy crap.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy.
There it is. It's TBT on the Z. You just got stoned. Doug Stone and a jukebox with a country song. The song that won got the most votes there and won over actually Garth Brooks came in second. We've been having a couple of winning Garth Brooks songs this morning for Throwback Thursday. But that one actually beat it out. Three more songs now up for vote and a chance for you to see which one wins coming up here at 10 o'clock when Jimmer takes over. Tattoos. If you could get a tattoo or a lyric of anybody or any song, what would it be?
Rachel Young says, I'd rather laugh with the sinners than cry with the saints. Sinners are much more fun. That's a Billy Joel song.
Yes, it is.
In honor of my dad, his license plate, my entire childhood was sinner. And then he got one that said, sinners later. Miss him lots. I would put, they walked through this world hand in hand. That is the saying I put on my late husband's headstone.
Like that.
Supposed to say. I already had it, maybe. Just to do it. And then they sent a picture of the tattoo. It's pretty cool.
Oh, that is?
Jerry Lewis song lyrics, You'll Never Walk Alone. I have Jimi Hendrix tattooed on my arm. Gia Jones says, I have Toby Keith's autograph. I want to have an American flag added to the tattoo of his autograph.
Cool.
My son has Carrie Fisher on his leg, Carrie Beeson. Andy Eastman, I would have tattooed much too young to feel this damn old. That's a good one.
Yeah, it is.
I am getting...
That's the one that has Chris Ledoux lyric in it, isn't it? Is that the one, or is that the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see. Mike Corey, I'm getting a tattoo, Ace Up Your Pretty Sleeve by Vince Gill.
If you were to get much too young to feel this damn old... what if your skin's already... wouldn't that be funny if you got that much too young to... And it's all saggy. Your tattoo's all saggy on all of your skin. And it's all wrinkly.
Let's see. Hey, Dave, I'm in Manti. Don't you have a house down here?
Yeah.
He did.
Did. No longer. I sold it, finally. And they're doing some great things to it. I'm kind of anxious to go back and see. Have you ever done that? Have you ever gone back to an old house to see what they've done?
I go on my bike occasionally to my childhood home up in Kaysville and drive by.
Is it nostalgic?
It is. It doesn't look the same at all, but it, you know, it's kind of fun to drive by. I'd really like to go in the backyard because it was 3/4 acre.
Yeah.
We had a horse barn back there.
Yeah.
I don't know what's back there now.
Yeah.
Natalie Philby, my husband Dave has the pony from the Poco album cover on his leg. Tracy Nyland, I would get a tattoo to make you feel my love. from Garth Brooks.
Yeah.
Danny Gray, I would get Ray Stevens because it's fun to be less common. I would totally get the line, kiss my ass, from Friends in Low Places, Garth Brooks.
You could put that on your butt cheek.
You could, with a big lip print.
Yeah.
I have the American flag and the ultimate celebrity, Marcus Luttrell's autograph. He's the lone survivor Navy SEAL. And Natalie Philby sending me the Poco horse. It is pretty cool. It would make an awesome tattoo.
Because it's on one of their album covers, right?
Yeah, Poco, and it's kind of a one-line drawing, and it's very cool. I would get the words.
What was that Poco song?
You're Crazy Love?
Yeah, yes.
Tonight I'm gonna break away.
Yeah.
That's not really
just you wait and see. Na, 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 na. Yeah, all right, gotcha.
I'd get something with Jason Aldean's song, Just Passing Through, my first dance song. Maggie Mayer, I would get the words from Moulin Rouge. The greatest thing to learn is to love and be loved in return.
Oh, that's cool.
I love getting tats. Dave and Deb, I would get Harrison Ford on me. Tina Shields, tattoo of my idol Mark Harmon. Hashtag Gibbs rules. Okay.
Okay, cool.
Now, the game that pits man against woman. It's Battle of the Sexes with Dave and Deb. 570-5767. 570-5767.
It's rodeo time.
We have four tickets. Now, you have to use these tickets today. That means you have to come by the radio station and pick them up. But there's four tickets for the Days of 47 Rodeo tonight at the Days of 47 Rodeo Arena at the Utah State Fair Park.
Good one. Who is this?
This is Devin.
Devin, are you ready to play?
Yeah.
Okay, let's find a girl for you here for Battle of the Sexes. Are you a girl? Hello? Nope, too late. Morning the Z, are you a girl?
No, this is not.
All right, try again.
All right.
Morning the Z, looking for a girl.
Yes, I am a girl.
What's your name?
Peggy.
Peggy and Devin. And Devin, we're going to be a gentleman and let the ladies go first because they can use all the help they can get.
All right, Peg. Whatever, Dave.
I know.
All right, Peggy, Brisbane will hold the Olympics in 2032. Which of these cities in Australia has not hosted in the past? Melbourne, Newcastle, or Sydney?
Newcastle.
Yes.
Good job.
Woo-hoo!
Okay, Devin, here it is. Happy birthday, Madison Pettis. She's the child star who starred in The Game Plan alongside who? Vin Diesel, Dwayne Johnson, or Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Dwayne. Yep. Dwayne. Yep. I love that movie.
Yep, you got it. You nailed it.
All right. Peggy, now I'm going to try my hand at this. Giannis Antetokounmpo.
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 Yeah, I have no idea why that sounds that
way. That guy.
Yeah, that way. That was awesome, though.
He had a special breakfast of champions after winning the NBA Finals this week. He ordered 50 pieces of what chicken meal from a food joint? Chicken wings, chicken tenders, or chicken nuggets?
Wings.
Nuggets from Chick-fil-A.
From Chick-fil-A.
Oh, my gosh.
Can you believe that?
No.
50 chicken nuggets. That actually sounds really good.
It does.
All right, Devin, here's your question. Dolly Parton celebrated her husband's birthday this week by reenacting a cover she did years ago with what magazine? And if you'd been listening this morning.
I was going to say, you've already said that this morning.
Yeah, Sports Illustrated, Playboy, or Maxim?
Is that the last one?
It's actually the second one, Playboy.
Playboy. Oh.
Yeah,
All right.
I have actually a subscription to each one of those.
Peggy, Peggy, you're still in the game. Who did Jeff Bezos travel to space with earlier in the week? His brother, a dog, or his ex-wife?
His brother.
Yes.
Okay, good job. Now you're still in it.
Okay.
Devin, we have to get this one to tie it up, all right, brother?
Yep.
What do you use sizing for? Is it ironing, hairstyling, or feeding plants?
Sizing?
Sizing.
With the first one.
Yeah, ironing. So you got it. Now we're into a tie. You each got two. Deb's holding up a finger of fingers between 1 and 10. And we're going to let Devin go first because he called in first.
I want to go with 8.
Okay. And Peggy?
4.
It was 7, so...
Devin's the winner. Devin's closer. Devin's the winner. Sorry, Peg.
The reward?
That's all right. Thanks, guys.
Four tickets for tonight's rodeo at the Days of 47 Arena.
Oh, you can give that to her. I'm good.
Dude. I mean, that's nice of you to play it forward, but why did you call?
I wanted to play.
Okay.
I do this for the fun.
Okay. Well, there you go. You got the prize anyway, Peggy.
Okay, yay.
All right, Peggy. We'll have them here for you at the front desk. They're for tonight only, and you got to pick them up here today, okay?
Okay.
All right, thanks. Okay,
cool. Thanks a lot for playing along,
y'all.
Love you,
bye.
Love you, bye.
Ah, that's the wrong one. Almost, I hit the wrong button. My fingers, I got to control my fingers. Hey, Jimmer's coming up next here with some great money in the mystery sound. That comes up in about an hour from now at 10:50. And $414 in the jackpot. Man, it's cranking up there. That's a pretty good little paycheck. Now, if you've been taking a look at the website, our website, you'll be able to see all of the previous guesses, all of the previous clues that we have out for the mystery sound. You can listen to it over and over again. It's a mystery artist. And you might be walking away with that money in about an hour from now.
Also, we're doing a Country Fan Fest winning week. 7:40 a.m., 11:40 a.m., and 3:40 p.m. Just hear it, listen for the cue to call, and you'll win two wristbands to the entire festival. So grab those up. And we're going to be out and about today.
Yeah, I'm going to head down to Lehigh. From noon to 2, and it'll be right there in the Lehigh parking lot. I believe that is something like 500 East and 180 North, something, if my memory serves me right. But anyway, just remember Lehigh parking lot with some dudes fireworks. Stock on up again for the 24th and maybe even for New Year's as well. And swing on by for some great deals. I'll be there from noon to 2, and then we'll have a chance to register to win some Country Fan Fest tickets as well. That I will be giving away during that remote.
I will be doing the same at the Northern Wasatch Home Builders Association Parade of Homes today between 2 and 4. 1718 South, 4075 West in Taylor, which is up in the kind of in the Ogden area. And anytime you're wondering where we're going to be, you can go to our website and click on the events calendar, z104country.com.
So hope to see you and swing on by and say, hey, we can say the F word tomorrow, too.
Friday.
There it is. We'll be back in the morning.
Tune in anyway.
I'm done. So done.
Well, that's our show.
It's over.
What? It's over. It is over.
Is that it?
That's it.
Everybody still awake?
Will you come on already? I just can't stand these long goodbyes.
All right. Big finish.
See you.